The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Have you ever seen a sawfish? Their long snouts lined with pointy teeth make sawfishes hard to miss. But just how these endangered creatures use their toothy snouts, called saws, hasn't been well understood. By observing captured freshwater-dwelling sawfishes, scientists have found the fish use their sensors in their saws to detect other fish, their prey, and to swipe at them with enough force to impale their dinner. Scientists found that the sawfishes tore into the fish they were fed, swiping side to side several times per second. The swipes were strong enough to split the fish in half. Scientists already knew that freshwater sawfishes, which hunt in murky waters along coastlines and in rivers, have tiny receptors on their saws that pick up on electrical fields produced by their prey, as well as sensors that detect movements in the water. So sawfish are skilled predators, but ironically, the saw is partly to blame for their global decline. The saw is easily entangled in fishing gear as a result of the sawfish targeting prey caught in the net, which has led to many sawfish species being critically endangered.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.